This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEE, thank you, Sandy, for making us a part of your morning routine. She checked in, a big FBI fan like you, TJ, and she was like, oh, they're going to cancel international FBI and...
Most wanted.
She was a little disappointed, but luckily the original's sticking around,
yeah.
Which everybody loves the most. It got us talking about some people don't watch that much TV growing up and don't know shows that most of us have watched.
Yeah, my friend and her husband, they were telling me last night that she grew up, they didn't watch any TV. So he's going through and watching all of these like childhood shows with her for her first time. So like SpongeBob, they're catching up on.
And SpongeBob.
I was like, so are you understanding references now when someone's like, he was number one. What are they selling? They're selling chocolates.
Did she understand them?
She was like, eh. Like, oh. Not really necessarily feeling it, but you know.
Maybe she's not up to the episode yet. How about I'm a goofy goofer? Remember that? Or bring it around town.
Bring it around town.
It's amazing how much we know.
Is this going to make her a better person?
Yeah. The hash-slinging slasher.
I know.
So she's an adult now, really didn't watch a lot of TV, but her husband's like, here's some things you should watch. It'll give you growth. You'll understand the world better. SpongeBob, first on the list.
Yes. So they're going through, rotating. The other one, That 70s Show, she was like, I'm not trying to rush dinner. It's not that I'm not enjoying myself and having a great time. However, I left off on the episode where Eric leaves Donna at the altar in That 70s Show. And like, I do need to get home and like find out what happens next.
Love The 70s Show. Can we play their theme? Because it's pretty. I love the theme. You sing along with it, right? Here we go. The 70s Show.
It's a good one.
Down the street, the same old thing we did last week. Not a thing to do.
The 70s Show. So, wow, your friends catching up on some good shows. Who's your favorite character on there?
Oh, Fez.
Fez?
Oh, Fez was always my favorite. Absolutely.
Mine was the dad, Red. Red just cracked up. Man, that dry sense of humor, giving the kids the business. How about you?
I loved Kelso.
Okay.
Nah. Jackie's sitting there. She's cold. She's like, I'm cold. Well, Jackie, I can't control the weather.
Interesting. Are there some shows you never watched, you know, and now you're trying to catch up as an adult? Were you a late bloomer to some of these shows we were just talking about? SpongeBob, The 70s Shows. Which one are you just catching up? Thank you so much, Marty. We're just talking about TV shows that some adults watch because they didn't watch as a kid or maybe weren't allowed to, that they're trying to catch up on. Gator's like Three's Company.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
I'll admit, as a kid, I watched it and I go, so I don't get one girl, I get two?
So what was the one with Snyder and the single mom who had two daughters.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah, there you go.
I remember Mama J, because it would always be on, and she's like, you can't watch that. So years later, I was like, Ma, why did you never let me watch Three's Company? She goes, because the women never had bras on. I go, are you joking me? Are you kidding me? True story, folks. True story. Can't make this stuff up if I tried.
Yeah. Let us know what you are late to.
What you're allowed to watch now.
Now, as an adult, yeah. We got on a subject. Hope's friend didn't watch a lot of TV growing up. And now her husband's saying, okay, here's some that you should catch up on. SpongeBob, The 70s Show we talked about, Gator Jumped In, Three's Company. And you said Mama J wouldn't let you watch Three's Company. And you're not alone. Your mom didn't let you watch it either?
Yeah, I was like, I know the theme song. Couldn't tell you anything after that. It was like the theme song hit, and I was like, okay, it's time to go to bed. Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Mama D put you to bed. You know, and taking off of this, were there certain TV shows, now that you're an adult, that you are trying to catch up on because your parents didn't let you watch? Let us know some of those and why they didn't let you watch it. 585-252-WBEE. Because not all parents let you watch everything. When you were growing up, there are some types of restrictions because of the character or the theme of the TV show. But you love it now. We're going to talk about that next. 825-WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. And Tanya, what TV show did your parents not let you watch when you were growing up? What was it?
The Simpsons.
Really? And did they ever give you a reason?
No, they just told me I couldn't watch it.
And as an adult, have you gotten back into catching up and seeing all the predictions the Simpsons make?
Some of them. I was completely lost, though, when COVID happened because everybody was referencing it and I had no idea. Aww.
And you were never allowed to watch it.
Yeah, because I was never allowed to watch it.
Oh, wow. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for making us a part of your morning routine. Stay dry out there. It's a wet one. Thank you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
How about for any of your kids, any restrictions?
I mean, for me, it like directly affected my life. When I was growing up, my town did not have MTV. They would not allow MTV to air. And so I feel like I missed out on everything. So I didn't censor much of what I let them watch.
Sounds like you grew up in the same town as Footloose. You weren't allowed to have MTV.
There were a lot of small towns that were like, no MTV in our cable package. And I didn't get to see anything, Hope. Nothing. It was considered like, dangerous for kids to see it. We were all going to, lose our minds on rock and roll or whatever.
And if you watch MTV now, you're like, why was everybody excited? Because there's like no music videos anymore. There's all movies on
there.
But
even the music videos and the whole vibe, like it was just, parents were scared we were going to be naughty, I guess. I don't know. And so I tried not to do that, but I did like use it to open lines of conversation. Because my daughter grew up on Disney Channel. But there were a lot of like older preteen and teen shows on Disney. And there was always like a really snotty or, character. And for some reason, she loved the Sharpays. Right? And I remember telling her like, Sharpay, she may seem cool and rich and have everything, but nobody wants to be friends with Sharpay because Sharpay acts like that. So I would like talk to her about it instead of being like, no, you don't get to watch that.
So Disney probably put it out there, good and bad characters, so you can talk to your kids. Like, or don't act like that. Don't be like that.
But I'm scarred from not having MTV, so that's why I didn't do that.
Motley says he's scarred in a good way. The show he used to love to watch as a kid and still tries to look for reruns or go on YouTube. It's Benny Hill.
Oh, yeah.
What is Benny Hill?
British comedy.
Really old show, yeah. That's even older for me.
Yeah,
a little before my time.
Me too. I was young, like looking at it like, oh, they're funny. Yeah, they're moving fast.
I don't know. They're really fast.
Hit them on the head. That's funny.
It didn't hold my interest.
Yeah. That's unfair. I would love to give you homework to watch that one. There's certain TV shows that you don't even know. Eight is Enough.
Yeah, that's another one I haven't
Chris
heard of.
Checked into. Just go on YouTube today and look up some weird shows. Start with Benny Hill and tell me what you think of that. Yeah, I know some are rolling their eyes right now on that one. How about you? Any TV restrictions growing up that now as an adult you're watching going like, why didn't my parents let me watch it? Wasn't that big of a deal. The texts are coming in of what shows Your parents wouldn't let you watch as a kid, but then as an adult, you jumped all over it. Monty Python, actually, the movie, Texter says here, wasn't allowed to watch, but then older understands why parents wouldn't let him watch. Same thing with this other one. Watch Ren and Stimpy. Parents wouldn't let. And now as an adult, I watch it, and I think it's an awful show, so I'm glad they didn't let me watch
it. Well, a lot of people say that about SpongeBob. So, you know, I know my daughter's grandma used to just throw a fit when they would sit and watch SpongeBob. She's like, it's so stupid. It insults their intelligence, is what she says. And I'm like, it's a cartoon. They're fine.
What's sad is I loved watching it with my kids. I was like, oh, it's SpongeBob.
Yeah. But yeah, Ren and Stimpy, not one of my favorites.
No.
Not as much as Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain. What, Pinky and the Brain? Do you remember that? Did you ever watch Pinky and the Brain?
I know of it. Yes, I've seen a couple episodes.
What are we going to do today, Brain? What we do every day. Try to take over the world.
Yep. It's like the
classic.
It's like the theme of the B-Morning Coffee Club. TV shows your parents wouldn't let you watch, and then as an adult, you're like, I'm catching up. Why didn't they let me watch it? Another texture just coming in, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, that was on MTV, and I didn't have MTV.
Have you tried to watch it as an adult and going, whoa, yeah, whoa, okay, I guess it was. You know, TV shows, sometimes we're your babysitter, and probably are still to some kids. As a single mom working a lot, I'd come home and, you know, sometimes you couldn't go out and play just because the weather was bad. So you're watching TV. TV was your babysitter.
Yeah.
Keep your companionship. And one thing is I stumbled upon soap operas, and I'm like, what is this? I don't get it. Then I go on to college, and all the girls are talking about General Hospital. I'm like, okay, I got to start watching this. I got to get in on the conversation. So I started watching soap operas when I was in college. Am I alone as a guy watching the soap operas?
Nothing gets you into the friend zone quicker than sitting and watching the soap operas with them.
Yeah,
I wish I could go back and talk to the younger you.
I know. I was in the friend zone of soap operas, but I was hoping it would be more than just the friend zone.
Yeah.
No,
you're not going to sit and watch soap operas and be anything other than the friend zone.
Yeah, because then you're there watch the soap operas and then, you know,
of course.
Oh, look at all the good looking guys walking by. I'm sitting right here on the couch.
Right.
No, that guy over there. Were you ever big into soap operas?
Nope, I wasn't. I loved after school. I was a latchkey kid, you know. So after school, they always had programming for us, right? Like all the good shows started as soon as school was over, you know, 3 o'clock, 3:30. It was like we owned the networks at that time. So we had our own programming. So that's what I miss, I guess.
How about in college, Hope? Soap operas, you and your girls?
Not other than Jane the Virgin. That was like the closest thing to a soap opera that I watched.
And that really, technically, is not a soap opera.
It was a Telemundo.
Yeah.
You know, Days of Our Lives.
There are still soap operas on. We had, like I said, I had grandma and great-grandma visiting. And great-grandma has to, at 2 o'clock every day, watch her program. So, I mean, she was right on the dot. Program. I got to watch my program. I was like, it's Saturday, but...
How does this remote
work? I'll make sure on Monday and Tuesday that you get to watch your program.